Choking my own spit. Good morning. It's 10:24 a.m. on Wednesday, April 8th, 2026, on a partly cloudy morning here on the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. So I can stash the phone before I do something rash, like shut it off. Crow. I keep forgetting to bring the peanuts for the crow. So, yeah, good morning. Hi. It's, it is a groggy morning. Cat got me up. 4 o'clock, 4:15. And, I did not go back to sleep. I fed the boy and then started the morning routine. I probably should have taken a little nap before breakfast, but I didn't. So here I am, hiking along, doing my two-day thing. Lorena McKennett, Mask and Mirror on the old musical device here this morning. Spent a little time in Factorio, not in Factorio, in Satisfactory, working on my copper. I've built a massive copper production line, and now I'm trying to sort out where all the ingots go. I need to make up a line for my heavy frames and for computers. I've brought the plastic down to my copper line, which is one of the reasons that I was redoing the copper line, so I'd have enough copper to make, well, to make AI limiters and to make circuit boards so that I can make computers and move on to the next level. This playthrough has felt like pulling teeth. Maybe because I've done the beginning so often, maybe because I'm building in a place where every time I need to build something, I need to lay foundations. Now this is kind of odd because that's pretty much always the case, is putting down foundations. How's that bell? May not be a bell, maybe a shovel blowing in the wind, hanging someplace on a hook. It is windy. It is windy. Thank you. It's not too bad here. Walking west was a bit much. I'm a bit winded this morning, I wonder why. I'm not breaking any land speed records here this morning's walk. I just looked. All these flowering trees, they look so pretty. There's a couple of big purple crab apples in that yard, back behind the stone fence. These neighborhood names slay me. The Coventry. The little fox logo. The Greystone. Just mounted directly on the Greystone wall. These are all big houses. I think, yeah. Pretty much. Two-story. Not quite McMansion. Although I might change my mind if I were to step inside. They're big houses. So, last night, before I went to bed, made good on something I talked about yesterday, which was my spreadsheet, my word sprint spreadsheet. For the life of me, I could not remember the name of it, which makes it difficult if you're trying to search for something and you don't know where it is exactly. I had some rough ideas. I found it. I called it Wordsworth because I wanted to know what my words were worth. And I reset it to the current work and the current date and loaded up the initial counts. 5,900 words. There were over 7,000, but there was a piece that I had tacked on the bottom that I wanted to discard. And I just didn't have the... Do I really want to throw this away? Yes, you really did want to throw that away. What you put in its place is much, much better. So I bit the bullet, deleted it. I still have a backup copy. Every time I do anything in a file, I save it to that date. So I have a file from yesterday because I deleted it last night. And I have a file from the day before that still has that tag end in it. So we'll see. I'm kind of interested to see if I can get a little gamification going, a little momentum if I gamify a little bit, if I turn it into data analysis and give myself something to think about other than do I want to play this, do this, or I want to play Satisfactory, do I want to read? Speaking of reading, I finished Artificer 2, And I was on the fence about picking up book two. Book one was okay. Book one was actually pretty good. Book two was pretty good. I have a lot of other things to read. I said the other day that I had gone through and taken advantage of Double Points Day and bought a bunch of books. And boy, did I buy a bunch of books. I went and looked, downloaded them all. Jingle, jingle, jingle. Everybody with a wind chime is getting chime today. So yeah, I went and looked, and I've downloaded a bunch of books. So I'm going to go through some of these and see what I can do. The 18th volume of Wandering Inn should last me a week. Typically, they last quite a while. Typically, they are very long. And it was the one where I looked at, and the next book 18 is $9.99, and I'm like, really? Coming up on it, get ready, stay with me. Monk post. I don't really have much of a beef. It's just that I would not treat my readers that way. When I publish an ebook, it's $4.95, at least in the US store. It varies because of currency conversion. I think in Canada it's $5.95 or $5.99. But I try to price it so that they're about the same wherever they're sold. And some places where the money conversion is kind of ugly. I don't take a loss, but I don't make a lot of money on them. I don't sell a lot of books there either, so it's not really a problem, and maybe it'll get a little goodwill. Maybe it'll give somebody a chance to read something. That if I priced it at the suggested price for that region, maybe not. Reading is an interesting thing. Reading is an interesting pastime. It takes a certain amount of privilege, for lack of a better term. You need to be able to pay for everything else. Libraries remove the cost privilege. You also need the time, which means you're not spending 22 hours a day trying to put food on the table, keep the roof over your head. And I think about that a lot when I think about statistics like . 50% of Americans have not read a single book in the last year. And then I do something like, of the people who have read one, how often was that one something that they had to read for school or work or certification or some reason other than Phantom, take me away. For entertainment or escapism or inspiration or whatever. And so the actual number of people who read is relatively small compared to the 300 million population, which is only about 128, rounded to 130 million people above the age of 24, 21 in the United States. It's less than half because kids. I suspect the percentage is going to shift slowly as there are fewer and fewer children and more old farts like me who outlive their statutory retirement. I have a lot of readers. I have a lot of email from readers who are at least as old, if not older, than I am. And almost to a person, the plea is, please don't take too long. I'm 78, and I don't know if I'm going to be around much longer, and I really want to read the next book. It's like, yeah, well, I'm 73. I really want to write the next book. Let's see if we can make this all work together. That's probably going to leave a mark. I just turned up alongside the park, and the wind is whistling down the street here. I'm trying to get the bill of my cap down. Give the microphone a little protection. Look at all the ryegrass. This is beautiful. I was looking at the grass, the ryegrass coming up in my little plot this morning, and noting that some of the grass has already started to form the tubes that will sprout the actual stems and ears of rye. And I am inordinately pleased, which is kind of numb, but there it is. I'm looking at the plants that are growing here right alongside the sidewalk. A couple of little purple flowers, I don't know if they are. There's a big ant hill. Bare dirt and ants, just some sort of little purple flower. It's an odd sounding plane. What is that? I don't know, it's too far away, I can't tell. Well, sisters, waving in the breeze this morning. Morning, girls. Yeah, the wind is blowing. The flag here is fully extended and waving merrily in the breeze. Tells me it's more than 10 miles an hour. I forget what that. There's actually a scale somewhere. If your flag is hanging limp, there's no wind. If it's fluttering but not lifting, it's X. And if it lifts, it's Y. And if it's fully extended but not something, I don't know, goes up. So the harder the wind blows, you can tell roughly which, yeah, the harder the wind blows, the more the flag waves, which is sort of one of those truths we hold to be self-evident. Anyway, I made it. 2 day complete. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's a 3 day, but the day after isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.